developing an early screen protocol for zinc efficiency in driving.
Morning. This photo was taken in Johnstown, North Dakota, which is in the northeastern part of the state in the Red River Valley, where a lot of driving production takes place. These are two-row plots, so every two rows are a different genotype. If we look at this genotype, it does not look nearly as healthy as the genotypes around it in relatively the same soil, same environmental conditions. And it's displaying typical zinc deficiency symptoms, stunted growth, and chlorosis. If we look at the same plants in September around harvest, the plants that were displaying the zinc deficiency in July never matured and were unable to be harvested in September, whereas all of the plants that looked green and healthy in July did dry down and were able to be harvested. Zinc deficiency is the most common micronutrient deficiency in crops worldwide, and it is the second most common micronutrient deficiency in humans worldwide, only second to iron. There is species and genotypic variation for zinc deficiency. Driving happens to be one of the most susceptible species to zinc deficiency, and the genotypic variation was highlighted in the previous slide with the green plants being what we would consider zinc efficient, which means that they are able to survive and do well even in low soil zinc available, low availability of zinc in the soil. And much of the soil in North Dakota has been considered to have low levels of available zinc. This is really important because North Dakota is the leading driving producer in the nation. And with zinc deficiency, yield losses of up to 75% have been seen. Of course, fertilization is an option in zinc-deficient soil cases. However, with fertilization, production costs and environmental concerns must be taken into account. Therefore, developing zinc-efficient dry bean cultivars is a more sustainable approach. There are different hypotheses for how these plants obtain their zinc efficiency. One is that zinc-efficient genotypes could have increased zinc bioavailability. They could have root processes that increase the bioavailability of the zinc in the soil. Another hypothesis is that zinc-efficient plants could have enhanced root uptake and translocation, so they are better at translocating the zinc from the root to the shoots. The zinc-efficient plants could have an altered compartmentalization of the zinc. They could store more zinc in the cytoplasm than zinc-inefficient plants. And finally, they could have enhanced biochemical utilization of the zinc. There has been previous research on zinc efficiency in dry bean. In 2002, Singh and Westerman performed a study where they crossed T39, a zinc-inefficient black bean, to Matterhorn, a zinc-efficient Great Northern bean. They analyzed the F2 progeny and they found a ratio of 45 zinc efficient to 20 zinc inefficient. This statistically fits a 3-to-1 ratio, and they were able to determine that a single dominant gene is responsible for this zinc efficiency, and they proposed the name for this gene to be ZND. The symptoms of zinc deficiency in dry bean are most commonly intervenal chlorosis, stunting, delayed maturity, flower abortion. And on the left we have, on the right, we have a zinc inefficient and a zinc efficient dry bean genotype. Both of the plants were grown in a hydroponic nutrient solution with a very low level of zinc. The zinc efficient plant looks much healthier than the zinc inefficient plant. And this is really what we're trying to do, is to develop a protocol to be able to distinguish between these inefficient and efficient genotypes. Unfortunately, the photo that this is from came from a review paper where the results are unpublished, so we are not able to follow the protocol that they used to get these very nice pictures of the inefficient and efficient genotypes. So for our experiment, we first wanted to compare zinc-deficient soil to zinc-deficient nutrient solutions. We started by searching for zinc-deficient soil in the Red River Valley. For soil to be considered zinc-deficient, it must have less than 1 part per million extractable zinc, and this is also the amount that would be available for plants. We sampled 3 locations with 3 samples per location, and the lowest level of zinc at all 3 locations was higher than 1 part per million, so we were not able to use soil for our study, and we had to focus on the nutrient solutions alone. We have 2 different nutrient solutions we're using, DTPA buffered, which was developed by Knight and colleagues in 2005, and a modified Hogland solution, which was developed by Kahn and colleagues in 2013. Both of these nutrient solutions are grown in growth pouches, deep water hydroponics, and a 1-to-1 volume per volume sand vermiculite mixture. Our experimental design consists of 4 replications with 10 genotypes. We have 5 zinc-inefficient and 5 zinc-efficient genotypes, and our genotypes are arranged in a randomized complete block design with a split-split plot arrangement. So the way this works is that our main plots, the nutrient solutions, are the DTPA buffered and the modified Hogland, and then our subplots are the treatments of either low or adequate zinc. The low zinc treatment is at a level of 1 micromolar concentration of zinc, and the adequate is at 10 micromolar. And then all 10 genotypes are grown in all 4 treatments. So our genotypes are the sub-subplots. The genotypes that we're analyzing have been described as either zinc inefficient or zinc efficient through previous research. And if we just quickly look at this table, we can see that many of the genotypes are from the Navy market class. Navy has been hypothesized to be the most susceptible market class to zinc deficiency. We'll look at our growth pouches first. Growth pouches are a plastic pouch with germination paper on the inside. The germination paper is folded, and then at the bottom of the fold, there are small perforations. So this allows the seeds to be planted directly into the growth pouch, and then the roots can grow through the perforations into the pouch. We added around 15 to 20 milliliters of nutrient solution initially to the growth pouch, and then around 3 milliliters per day of nutrient solution to each pouch. We had the low and adequate zinc nutrient solutions. However, when we analyzed the plants after 21 days, we did not see any differences between the plants grown in the low and adequate zinc solutions. So then we worked with deep water hydroponics, where the plants are suspended in an aerated nutrient solution. Once again, we have the low and adequate zinc nutrient solutions, and again, we did not observe any differences between the plants in the low zinc compared to the adequate zinc solutions after 21 days. Finally, we start to see deficiency symptoms with our sand and vermiculite mixture. These plants are of the same genotype, which is DOR364. This is a zinc-inefficient small red dry bean. The only difference between these two plants is that, the one on the left is grown in a low zinc treatment, and the one on the right is grown in the adequate zinc treatment. So this is what we would expect. The one grown in the low zinc treatment is showing the intervenal chlorosis, whereas the one on the right is not. And then we compared a zinc inefficient genotype, once again DOR364, to a zinc efficient genotype, which we used Matterhorn. These plants are both grown in the low zinc treatment. However, the efficient plant is not showing the deficiency symptoms, where the inefficient is. So from our sand and vermiculite mixture, we did see deficiency symptoms. However, our deficiency symptoms are not consistent. DOR364 was really our only genotype to show consistent deficiency symptoms throughout our experiment. And our symptoms are appearing on the primary leaves of our dry beans. Zinc is a non-mobile element in plants, so the deficiency symptoms should appear on the trifoliates or the younger tissues, whereas we are getting our deficiency symptoms on the older tissues. So once we get a protocol that is showing consistent deficiency symptoms, we have a few traits that we will measure based on the deficiency symptoms present in dry bean. They will be analyzed at 21 days because we want to develop an early screening protocol, and 21 days has shown to be the earliest that deficiency symptoms appear in dry bean. The traits are leaf greenness, inner node length, root shoot and total dry weight, as well as leaf area. So what we're working on now and for the future is to continue with the sand and vermiculite mixture because it is the only treatment that is shown to give us deficiency symptoms. And we are also analyzing the zinc concentrations in the water sources that we're using to mix our nutrient solutions using an ICP analysis. We have been using reverse osmosis and deionized water throughout the entire experiment. However, since we are not obtaining consistent deficiency symptoms, we just want to ensure that we don't have zinc contamination in our water source. Once we do get consistent deficiency symptoms, we will verify that we are in fact working with zinc deficiency and not a different nutrient using a leaf tissue zinc concentration assay. And finally, once the protocol is developed, we will use this protocol to screen around 560 dry bean genotypes for zinc efficiency, zinc uptake efficiency. And lastly, we will determine the genomic regions associated with this efficiency using a genome-wide association study, or GWAS. I would like to thank everyone in my advisor, Dr. Juan Osorno's group, especially Elise Sultani, who has been very influential in this work. I would also like to thank Dr. Michael Grusick and Dr. Amitava Chatterjee, as well as my funding sponsors who have funded this research. And thank you. So the question is if we've measured the zinc concentration in the seeds. And no, we haven't. There has been actually quite a bit of research that is focused on seed zinc concentration, and that's an aspect that we might look at later on, depending on if we would like to get the zinc deficiency symptoms and then compare the results with the seed zinc content. But we're focusing more so on the uptake from the soil and not on the reservoir of zinc in the seed right now. Thank you.